Hi Chrissy, my name's Joanne Bain. How are you? Good. I'm just calling. I'm just following up. I saw Dr. Brock on the Friday afternoon with Mitty, my guinea pig. And he, I don't think he's gotten any better. He was on medication for bacteria in his stomach, and that's definitely come better. His poos are not like rotten stinky anymore, and they're starting to form back as like normal. But he's now he's sort of last night, I know it's really bad to feed them celery leaves, but his favorite food is celery. So yesterday I gave him just the leaves and he ate them, but he's back to this morning of just rejecting like normal food. And I'm Criticare feeding him, and I'm like, he's sort of now, he's like, I don't want this anymore. Like, I'm probably getting about, I'm really, because Dr. Brock said about 65 mil, and I'm probably getting like maybe 55 into him, per day. So, and he has lost, a little bit of weight because I've been weighing him daily. Yep, because I had an appointment for tomorrow afternoon at 4:20 with Dr. Brock. Yeah, because he wanted to see him again, and while we were there, because he actually said that he thought maybe there was an abscess or something. That's why he was put on the pain relief and the other one, not the flagyl, the other one, that antibiotic. Because he had like some discharge coming from his nose, and Dr. Brock took swabs of that and saw that it was had inflammatory tissue or something in it. He said, I can't remember exactly, and that's what he thought. Well, we'll do this because he had he was looking at doing him on Friday, but he had another piggy in there. He said that he had to do a kidney stone and like he couldn't. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I just like I'm if he I'm happy to bring him in today if you need to see him today, or tomorrow, whatever. It's whatever's best for him, really. Okay. Yep. Okay. Yeah, no, that's fine. I'm happy with that. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that'd be wonderful. I'm happy to keep critical care feeding him and just trying to get him to have his food. Yeah, but I'm just not having any success with that. And I've even gone out and picked him fresh grass and things like that to try and give him like different alternatives. And yeah, it's so yeah, it's just odd. But Dr. Brock did give me the estimate for his what he would have to do if he was to go in. And can I ask your personal opinion? Mitty is 5 years old. How long do they normally, it's just like I'm just looking if I do, yeah. Yep. 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 Yeah. Yeah, 'cause yep. 'Cause Dr. Brock had a look in his mouth and he said that his bottom teeth, he said it's minuscule. He said he's got very good teeth for like 5 years old. So, but he said he was saying something about fluid sacs or something that can contain pus or something up in the. Yep. Yep. Okay. Okay. Yeah, yep. Okay. Okay. Yep. Yep. Okay. All right. Yeah, that's kind of because my daughter's a vet nurse as well, and she said to me yesterday, yeah, she's like, you've got to remember, mummy is five. And I'm like, oh no. Yep. Yeah. Well, he's been doing so well. This is the first time he's ever been sick. He's never had issues. That's why when as soon as he started going off his food, because he's very food orientated, I'm like, no, there's something not right. So, but yeah, Dr. Brock did say had a lot of. He said there's a little bit of gut bacteria. Like under the microscope's good, he said, but he seems to have a lot, and that's what he asked if I'd changed his diet at all. And I'm like, I haven't done anything to change his diet. I've given him nothing different, and he gets orchard grass, Timothy hay, and oat and hay, or like those three every day. So I've done. It's just really weird. And then I was thinking back, the only thing that I've changed in the last week with him was I opened a new packet of Vetiphar. Origin's guinea pig pellets for him, and they went in his cage last Monday. And when I opened them, they had a bit of a different smell. They weren't sort of as sweet smelling as the other bag. So yeah, that's the only thing I'd change, because I'm racking my brain thinking, what did I give him that could have upset his tummy? So yeah. And he's a good boy, but yeah, if you could book him in for 9, that'd be wonderful, and then I can bring him in. Okay then. Thank you so much. Okay then. Bye.